I want you to really, you know, part of the reasons why I want to teach this thing is that I want you to, what I want to teach today, you know, I'm going to teach about challenges. I want you to have an appreciation for life, right? So I want you to grow quickly. Praise God. That's what I'm going to teach, what I'm going to teach by the grace of God. Have some time. By the grace of God, I want you to grow quickly because, you know, trust me, you are a very fantastic generation. Hallelujah. Huh? What did I say? Yeah. I mean, clearly you can tell it's not hype, because if it was hype, I'll be saying it in a more exciting tone. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
You get that, you know. It's not hype. I'm not hyping you. I'm telling you the reality. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We ask that as we look into your word, you shall speak to us like never before. Let there be a transfer of spirit today. Let new weights come upon us, and let shackles be taken away. Shackles in the mind, shackles in the heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be deliverance in this meeting, Father. For your glory and your purpose. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. How many people are online? Nobody? Okay. The online is for the people that, you know, we're not online to broadcast to everyone. We're online so that the people that are meant to be connected, the few people for now that are meant to be connected, they won't be left out. So if you have any friend that you know should be online, please just quickly message them. Praise God. All right, so we're going to be talking about challenges today, and I think what was I saying earlier? And I'm not asking. I was saying something earlier before. Okay, yeah, that all of you are going to be something like along those lines, Shah. You are a chosen generation. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic generation. Amen. Yeah. And I was telling you that I'm not hyping you, you know. That's why I'm saying it in a very dull tone, so that you can be clear that I'm not hyping you. If you can give me like 5 years of your life, you'll be a champion, you know. Are we together? You know. Just give me your ear and your heart for like 4 to 5 years. You'll be a champion. You know, so... You know, I was saying that, yeah, it's a fantastic generation. You know, God has many good things. You know, when he thinks of you, I want you to know and believe that God has very good intentions. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
What did I say? God has very good intentions. His intentions are very good. Pastor Wendy is not in church today because she was in Uganda. She went to Uganda. How many of you want to go to Africa? Go around Africa, sorry. You don't want to go around Africa? No, you should now. Some of you will go to other countries. Huh? It's okay. You clearly don't believe me yet, but you don't need to hype it. I'm just letting you know. It's a thing of growth, okay? God has very, very good... And the good is not that you go to another country. That's... Amen. Are we together? When I say you go to another country, I'm talking about purpose and destiny. It's not about good. Amen. Let's not be poor. Please say I reject poverty. Yeah. Okay, so God has very good intentions towards us. And it's very, very important to know, so that when you start asking questions in life, is the sound good? Is it good? Is doing somehow? So that when you start asking questions in life, you can ask the proper questions. Amen. Amen. You see, every one of us have periods in life, frequently, or not something that is rare, where we question God. Are we together? I don't even mean the question, I don't even mean bad question. I just mean when your heart is like, God, what are you doing with my life? All these things, you know. Some of you might be wondering, all this church I'm coming for, what's the point? Amen. Are we together? What's the point? You know, I'm coming to church day in, day out. You know, no money yet. God, are you going to? I will not waste my time in all these things. You know, that's even a good one. Yet, you should ask God, God, what's your plan for my life? So, there are times when we question God. Our hearts are naturally, is very frequent. You might not be aware of it, but your heart is always doing it. It's always like a check that you're always making. And whenever you are asking the questions over your life, you need to have that understanding. Let's go to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29 verse, I think, 11. Praise God. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Can we read this together? I want to go. Amen. Can we read maybe Amplified? The Amplified version. Can we read together? I want to go. Hallelujah. Okay. So, we can see here that God has said that, look, see, me, as far as I'm concerned, my plans for you are good. Are we together? Are we together?
Yes,
yeah. So, remember, I'm talking about, I just said I'm talking about challenges, but if you want to title this, it will say overcoming challenges or something like that. You can give it that kind of title. So, God's thoughts towards us are what? Are they bad? Are they good? Yes, they are good. Okay? So God is always thinking good thoughts. God always has a good plan. Huh? Amen. God always has a good plan. Praise God. God always has a good plan. So whenever you are projecting into your life, you need to be comfortable with that knowledge. It's important. Huh? Maybe we read the Bible, maybe we don't believe the Bible. It's another level. Are we together? Because if many people were to open their hearts to you, they're really beefing with God. You understand? Praise God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, God's thoughts towards us are good. I know I need to move beyond this thing, but I tell you the truth, this is enough. You can do 3 days conference on this thing that I'm saying. Hallelujah. God's thoughts towards us are good. So, let me digress a little bit. So, that's why he asks for control over your life. Are we together? You see, God is a control freak. He needs control. And the issue is just that he doesn't force people. Okay? You have to willingly allow him. Are we together?
Sir.
Yeah. That's why Christianity is intense. You know, everybody is always shocked with Christianity because at first it will be looking so sweet. Huh? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? At first it's looking so sweet. Like, oh Lord, you're my lover, you're my friend, you know. I don't know how you like me. So, you know, as the thing is digressing, progressing. You know, as it's progressing, people will start giving up. You know, people will start giving up because God will start demanding control. Praise God. Some people from money, they've already given up. And that's, you see, when you talk about giving God things, money is the least, you know, but from money, they'll just give up. Amen. Money is not the lowest thing. Perhaps the lowest thing is boyfriend. You know, some people cannot drop boyfriend for Jesus. You know, people struggle, Christian ladies. In fact, they will be, you know, let me not talk. You know, because one thing I've been learning, you have to be careful. Many of the things that I say, I'll notice that the thing will now, is like it will be me, it will not happen to. You know? No, there's one time, I don't know if you guys remember, you know. There's one time I was saying that, hey, anybody here, don't go and carry Bele. Do you remember? I didn't know that it's in my vicinity that somebody will go and carry Bele. You know? So it's like I was warning myself don't worry, I did give someone pregnancy. I'm saying that somebody around me went to go and, that's why I'm careful because I don't want to go and say the one that. But you know, I was saying about how some people cannot give boyfriend up. You know, and you be in church, coming to church, you know, singing powerfully, doing committee. You know, you'll be in various committees. You know, after church, you are going to your boyfriend's house. You get it? Amen. Why? Because you don't want to lose control. Hallelujah. Huh? If you tell somebody now, be single till you marry, it's like you have killed the person. Amen. So because God is good, we should trust him. The logical thing to do is to trust him. Because he's good. Huh? Are we together? Now let me tell you, you will not see the goodness of God until you trust him. Okay? You can't see the goodness of God because this is thing that the thoughts that I think towards you is a statement. What I mean by that is that you have to believe the statement before he shows you the working. Okay? Are we together? Huh? It's not like you will do it, then you will believe. Amen. That's what he was telling Thomas. Blessed are those who have not seen, but believe. Amen. So you're going to have to believe that he's telling you the truth. And then that belief will then make you see his walking or his hand. Hallelujah. But now it's easier because you have seen lots of examples. But let me not go ahead of my teaching. So God is good. Can we shout that?
God is good.
Yeah, God is good. So you need to understand that if God is thinking good thoughts towards you, where is all the rubbish in your life coming from? Are we together? If God is thinking good towards you, you know, the reality is that all of us in our life, there is one or two rubbish. Amen. 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 Huh? There are one or two blemishes. if you want me to use that word, or challenges. If you want me to use that word, you know, some people are gifted, anointed, but they don't know book. You know? Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You know? Some people know book, it's Bible they don't know. You know, spiritually they are dullards. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Some people think they are not fine. Amen.
Amen.
You know. They think that they're not fine. And to them, it's the reality. You understand?
Yeah.
So, if God's thoughts towards us are good, I'm still in a foundation, but if God's thoughts towards us are good, His plans towards us are peaceful, He wants to give us an expected end, where does all the rubbish that we don't like in our lives, where does it come from? Okay? Are we together? Where does it come from? Now you need to have a proper understanding of this question so that you will not be blaming God. Many people blame God. A man who rape you, he will blame God. God is not the one that rapes you. You understand? Are we together? There'll be a plane crash, they will blame God. Say, where was God when this thing happened? God was there. You know, that's the answer. He was there, but he's not the one that caused it. Okay? So where does all the rubbish come from? Let's go to Genesis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're happy, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, this is a very good message. You know, now you can tell that this message it will end well. Like, you know, because what we are going to is overcoming. So you'll be an overcomer after this message. Let's go to Genesis 1. So that you see where your problem is coming from. So you stop blaming God. Genesis 1:31. Hallelujah. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Can we say that? Yes. So, if you read through the account of creation, you see that on the 6 days of creation, and he created in 6 days, 7 days he rested. For those 6 days, after the 6 days, you say it is good. Meaning, he will do something, day one, he'll inspect it. Okay, it is good. We can proceed to day two. All right? And then he walked for 6 days. And then, at the end of the 6 day, he saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good. Can we say that? Can you hear me well? It's not sounding well in my ear, but I can manage it, but I just want to know that. Is it okay? Okay. So he said that it was, Abby, I'm correct now, it's not well. What's that? The home is still there now.
Amen.
Okay. So at least we know now the problem of this service is DG. It's not God. You understand? The bad sound quality is, you know. So I can't go and be praying to God and say, oh God, why is there no good sound in my preaching? Are we together? It's stupid now. It's not right. The person to blame is at the back there. Let me go and harass him. You understand? So, because you see, what God did is that he created brain. You know, I mean, created brain to manage the equipment. I mean, created the brain, he created the audio waves, everything. So as long as it's concerned, there should be harmony. You know, this hum, I shouldn't be hearing it. You understand, right? As from God's perspective, but alas, you know, alas, we are dealing with men. Amen. So, just the way it is in this church now, you know, is the way at the beginning God saw everything that he had made. And from his own perspective, he's like, look, see, this thing is very good. You know, what I've created is very, very good. Amen. Please stay with me. It's very good. Look, see, from my own end, there is no issue. I've created a good earth. You know, God is not an economist. How many of you know that? Huh? Amen. Are you guys hearing me? Huh? You know, what is economics? Who knows? Someone is just, no, I don't believe it. What is economics? They didn't teach you in school. How many of you did economics in school? Yeah, come and answer. Come and answer. Come and try your power. I already have one plan for the leaders. People must get sense of us.
So economics is defined as the study of production and distribution of commodities around a country or geographical area.
Fantastic. Can we clap for him? That's his definition. It's acceptable. Amen. Any other person? You want to give a different answer? Okay, yeah.
Economics is a social science that studies relationship between end and scarce means and alternative uses and its alternative uses.
She's giving you a unique definition, but it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. It's correct. Let's clap for Chisom. Any other person? Okay.
Economics can be defined as the effective allocation of resources.
Fantastic. They're all correct. Let's clap for him as well. So what's your name? Let's clap for Amide. Clap now. So we thank God we have been redeemed, at least, you know. All right. So you know God is not an economist. Are we together? I'm talking about the goodness of God, you know. The reasons why in there are various economic ideologies, for instance, there's capitalism, the two major at least. You have two major ideologies currently. Then there are just variations on those ideologies depending on which country you are staying in. But the two major, at least for now, and it's been like that for a while, is capitalism and communism. Okay, and it's really just about how do we manage resources, as they've been saying. You know, capitalism is about freedom, or freedom of prices, meaning the freedom for people to select a price for what they want to sell, and for them to also own the means of production. So things like capital, labor, other stuff. Communism is different. Communism is, let's all gather the thing together and then begin to share it one by one. So in a communist government, you can't just say, I want to sell my shirt for 2K. The government will tell you what you should sell your shirt for. Huh? Are we together? Yeah. And then nobody owns anything. You can't own business. You can't own company. The government owns everything. You are a worker. So you work. The government will give you salary. The government will give you everything you need. Just that, you know, the corruption is, now you think that the corruption will be less in communism, but actually the corruption is more, you know, but anyway, that's another issue. So, in those economic systems, those economic systems exist because there are different ideologies on how do we solve the problem of scarcity. Amen. Or finite resources, you know. How many of us want to have a big house? You know, yeah. So, everybody wants to have a big house, but not everybody can have a big house. Huh? Because space is limited. Are we together? So, because space is limited, it's reflected in the price. Do you get what I'm saying? All right. So, that price is just telling you that that thing is not plenty. Get. That's why house is different from coke. Because coke is plenty. Are we together? So, all our economic thinking and brilliance is geared towards sharing resources. Okay? But God doesn't think that way. Amen. Please listen to what I'm saying. Huh? God doesn't think. It's like this one is worse. I think this mic is worse. Where's DG? But God doesn't think that way. Huh? You know, when God created Adam, he put him in the midst. You know, Adam, God separated purpose from work with Adam. Are we together? What I mean by that is that Adam was not working hard to get salary. The work that God gave Adam was not based on salary. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not like Adam would, you know, God gave Adam work now, tend the garden, keep the garden. You know, it's not like Adam would walk and tend the garden, and then that would not determine the food he will eat. You know what I'm saying? It was separate from his survival. In other words, God placed a garden, and then he put him in the middle of it to enjoy. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's the level of goodness that God showed towards Adam. So Adam would never have been thinking that, how will I pay my child's school fees? You know, it didn't exist in the framework that God placed in him. He was just enjoying himself. And then he was working for purpose. Praise God. Which is where everybody that wants to be rich, are you guys hearing me? This is the reason for wealth, so that you can live out your purpose. I've told you, wealth is not so that you can drive Lamborghini. Are we together? Huh? There is no difference between the one driving a Lamborghini and the one driving a Toyota. Amen. The car is different though. But what I mean is that the life is not different. Are we together? Huh? But the car is different. Don't lie. The car is different. But the life is not different. You get? I might live through this entire life without wearing a Rolex watch. It's not a compulsory thing that I must make it and wear a Rolex watch. You understand? This is Oraimo. If I'm satisfied, you know, when Oraimo to like go and meet the Lord. It's not money issue. It's not tied to money. My point is that it's not, life is not about this. You change this thing now to Cartier, Patek. You know, you understand? Are we together? Yeah. But what manifests in other ways? So, I guess with me. Okay. So God created. So if you're going to be worldly, you have to please understand this thing. Don't be dreaming. Please, I just want to use God to beg you. If you're dreaming all these things you are seeing on social media, you will sin. You understand? It's either you will sin or you will be fake. You know, this, you start buying fake Rolex or something. You know, you will sin, which is also a sin. You get my point, right? We start buying fake Rolex, fake Patek. I think that's worth like $1 million and stuff. You start buying fake things. You understand? You'll be stressing yourself. The stress will be too much. Can we change this, Mike? Please, let's change it. It's not good. You'll be stressing yourself. You understand? Huh? Are we together? Are we together? You'll be stressing yourself. You get, you'll just be getting pimples and all sorts of things without anybody touching you. So, God created the garden and then he put Adam in that garden. So, God's original design is that Adam will be perpetually enjoying life. Praise God. Are we together? Yeah. So where did the problem come from? Problem came from two places. Huh? Are we together? We'll go there, but we all know the story. Problem came when man and Satan collabed. Okay? Are we together? That's the origin of problem. That's the origin of all problems. Man and Satan will collab. Are we together? Huh? God does not bring problem. Amen. I was teaching you guys when we were talking about holiness. In fact, God's disposition is that let's give them time to repent. Amen. Amen. You know, and that's why, you know, people need to be ready because these people are going to be leaders. You're already leaders, you just don't know. If you go out there, you'll find out that you're already leaders. You know, like Jonah, you know, many people, when they are doing prophetic, they actually want the destruction to come. You know, like Jonah. But do you know what I'm talking about? You know, when Jonah went to Nineveh, you know, and God sent him, he said, go there and speak against that city. And he didn't want to go. Isha went. And then he spoke. He now waited. He now went out of the city. He now took under, he took shade. Like front row seat. I want to see the scene. I was not waiting to see that the destruction that he prophesied would come to pass. Then it didn't happen. You know, he now started another round of vexation with God again. I go, you're wicked. So you mean all this trouble, you did not kill these people. Because, you know, for him to get there, you know, serious issue. He ran away. He was inside fish, you know. And then at the end of the day, God did not punish the people. They now had to do another round of teaching, you know. So that's God's disposition. God even really does not, God does not want to discipline people. I'm telling you the truth. That's why, you know, if you're not careful, you can just, with sin, you'll be shocked. You don't find yourself in hellfire. You know? Because God really doesn't like to show people his strong face. I'm serious. That's why Satan could have the audacity to rebel against God. Are we together? Because clearly he was seeing God's soft side. He wasn't seeing the other side. Amen. So, that's God's disposition. I tell you the truth, God is a very soft and gentle person. He is a good person. You know, he's like that good uncle that, you know, he just wants everybody to enjoy, be happy, you know. And everything he says comes from that perspective. When he says don't have a boyfriend, he's coming from that perspective. Hallelujah. Are we together? When he says focus on me, it's coming from that perspective. But you need to believe it. A lot of times we'll come to church, we'll sing it, we'll praise it, we'll night vigil it, but we don't believe it. Amen. Are we together? Can I tell you something that will change your life? Yes, huh? Yes, go and tell God all the time, I believe you are good. Let that be your prayer. Your life will change. Are we together? Yes, when you are going through tick trouble, tell God, I believe you. Even if you don't really believe it, shall just be saying it. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Yeah, at times when you're praising God, but he's cried, he isn't to praise. Yeah. Our, what should we call you? Princess 101. I mean, what title should we give Christabel? Christabel is in the building. At least Iberi Papa 101, you know. All right, so you need to believe it. Can we say that? Believe it, you know. Amen. This is why I say, if you can just give me 5 years, just give me your ear and your heart, you know. Your life will change. Believe it. Don't night vigil it. Don't praise night it. You know? Don't worship meeting it. You get? Don't YouTube it. Believe it. Are we together? Don't be a charlatan. You understand? Today there's this new Christian movement. We go there. Tomorrow is another new Christian movement. We go there. Are we together? Reduce your man of Godism. What is man of Godism? It's childishness. Just be quick. I'm telling you something. Some of you don't understand, but some of you understand what I'm talking about. Reduce your man of Godism. Huh? Everybody wants to listen to. You know, some people, they can find one man of God in Nepal. On YouTube. Maybe he's never talking English. It's translation. And they're happy because, wow, this man is sharing deep things. You know? He's sharing deep things. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not the man of God's fault, though. He's doing his ministry in Nepal. Allow him to fulfill his purpose. It's you. You are a thief. You like fat things. And you discount things that are close by. You understand? Huh? So don't make a person that is until Papi talks to you that you'll be serious. You understand? It's very bad heart. Amen. The words that we speak are life. You know, we're talking from the well of life that God has. Where's Mr. Remo? Joshua, where's Mr. Remo? He's still around. Where's Coin? Please call Coin. These people are hungry. I'm feeling for them. Can you call Coin? Just find out where she is. Find out where she is. Hallelujah. If you're happy to be in church, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right. So believe it. Okay? Huh? Believe it. Okay? I tell you the truth. Believe it. There's nothing, there's no challenge you're going through that God does not know. It's not like he's oblivious to it. But you need to believe it. God has good intentions. So, if good intentions come from God, where does wahala come from? Wahala comes when men and Satan collabo. Are we together? In fact, I tell you the truth, most of us, we attack Satan too much. Most of the evil in this world is coming from the imagination of men. Are we together? Men are the ones that initiate evil. Satan just amplifies the thing. Are we together? It's a partnership. You understand? From the beginning, you know, it's a partnership. You guess? I know it looks like Satan is the main guy. I'm telling you the truth. Men are equally involved. You get? Because if that was the case, you won't have wahala in church. Because in church, people are saved. But even in church, you have wahala. Amen. I think what I mean is that people that have the Spirit of God have wahala. You know, they don't have demonic spirits. They have the Spirit of God and they have wahala. You understand? So that is where wahala is coming from. Are we together? So place it appropriately. Don't blame God. Are we together? So why is the world the way it is? It is the way it is because men and Satan have joined forces. Men propagate evil. Amen. Are we together? Are we together? That's why there are challenges. And you need to come to terms with this thing, you know, especially as a young person. You see, as a young person, one of the things you need to come to terms with is the knowledge of the mistakes that have been made ahead of you or before you. Please listen to what I'm saying. Especially those of you that are coming from disadvantage, what we will call, I don't call it disadvantage, but what human beings will call disadvantage background, i.e. you don't have money. Okay? Now, which most of us here fall under. Now, when we come from this background, there's a tendency to not understand that this situation is as a result of the past errors. It's not you, number one. It's as a result of the past errors. So, therefore, it is to understand the past errors and fix them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you need to understand this thing. Okay? So that you will not blame God and blame your parents. Amen. You see, when you are blaming your parents, you because they are culturally trained, you won't tell your dad you are an embarrassment to me. It will manifest in your behavior. Are we together? That's the way the human soul is. Things don't manifest straight. Human beings are tricky. That's why to deal with human, you have to have wisdom. Human beings are treacherous. We hide politically. We are very political. Okay? So, when we are embarrassed with our backgrounds, very few of us will look at our parents and say, you are an embarrassment. I don't like the fact that you don't have money. I don't like the fact that, you know, you can't pay my school fees. What we'll do is that we would develop certain behaviors in response to that. Are we together? One such behavior is that you don't like being at home. You get my point? You like running away from your house. Okay? It's a statement. It's your soul just saying that I'm not proud of my house. So if you have one friend like that, even though the guy is a drug addict or is a drug dealer, but there's PlayStation in his house, you stay there from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. Are we together?
Yes.
You enjoy AC. Okay? Because your house is heat. You know this heat that is happening everywhere. Are we together? So we begin to develop all those behaviors in response to, let me call it emotional pain. Let me just, you know, there's a lot of worshipping of emotional pain these days, but just allow me. Okay? We begin to behave in certain ways. Every acting up is response. To is the wrong response to the house. Are we together?
Yes,
are we together?
Yes,
There was someone I called someone recently, last year. I said, look, see, the reason why you see this your boy matter. The only solution. The solution is not speaking in tongues. It's not. There's no demon is troubling you. The reason why you're looking for a boyfriend so desperately is that your father did not love you. Okay. Now, the reason I'm telling you is so that you will know it and convert the current men that God has put in your life as to your father. You have to make that switch. You get it. If not, don't work. No matter the speaking in tongues, no matter the deliverance, it won't work. You'll be remorseful. You understand? You'll be remorseful. Oh Lord, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. I won't do it again. But that desire, it's so deep in you that the moment one guy comes and just does like this, you're falling in love. You understand? In fact, it can destroy you to the point that you will sleep with married men. There's no, it's not a big deal. In fact, you will sleep with multiple married. It's not a big deal. Are we together?
Yes,
Are we together? Yeah. That's what happens when you don't rise up to some of the challenges that you have. Sin will finish you. Okay? Sin will finish you. So God saw everything that he had made and it was very good. Now, because these two people, men and Satan, are prominent in the world, let's go to Isaiah 41. So I think I've laid a foundation. I can say one or two quick things, then we'll go. Isaiah 41, verse 10. You know, there's something I want to say, but I won't say it here. It's public, so I won't say it. Probably say it at night vigil. I think I have a night vigil next week or so. So I'll say it at night vigil because that one is more condensed. Yeah. So in Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, "But men are treacherous." Hallelujah. Okay. And you need to. I tell you the truth. See, trust God. God has good intentions over you. Amen. God has good intentions over you. Everything we are teaching you in this church is so that you can be a champion. And when I say champion, I mean champion in the sense, in the true sense of the word champion. Someone that overcomes. Okay? That's what I mean. Yeah, because there's a lot of... if you're not properly equipped for life, it's best you don't have too much information. Because life will shock you. Hi. What some people can do. Kai. Life will shock you. I knew a guy that was falling in love with a girl. Huh? He was falling in love with a girl. What people can do. This guy is playing love. Oh. He's playing love. You know, baby, I love you. You know. You're the one that makes life go round. You know. He's playing love. You understand? He will go to our office, he'll give flower. You know. No, they do it now. You said you do it now. Just wait. Yeah, do it. You know. You bring flower to the office, you know. Baby, I love you. You know. In the office where the girl is working, the girl is sleeping with like 3 married men. Yeah. And when he comes to the office, I'm sure they will see him. Ah, you have come again. Wow. I love you people's love. You people's love is very inspiring. You know. In fact, on the wedding day, they will be there. They will be chairman of the occasion. Yeah, they'll be chairman of the occasion. In fact, at times, the child could even be the guy's child. You know, because maybe they have sex in the same window. So the girl is not really sure. Is this really my child? Is he your child? I shall go like that. You know, I'm pregnant. You know. And, you know, I just saw this. And I said, oh boy, this life. God save me. Oh. Hey. Are we together? There's nothing outside. It's all demonic. I tell you the truth. Human being. Human being. Amen. All right. So it says here, fear. So that's why you need to overcome your challenges, because you don't want man and Satan. And you know, it's better to. There's a time they asked David. They said, David messed up. So the prophet came to meet him and said, which one pick? Who should punish you? Is it God that should punish you? Or is it men that should punish you? Let's go to that place in scripture. Let me look for that place. Have you seen that place? Okay, 1 Chronicles 21. Let's start from verse 1. Okay, so let's start from verse 1. Start from verse 1. Let's understand the story. I'm not rushing. I'm teaching people the Bible. I'm not rushing. I can't finish today, so we'll continue next week. There's no rush. See, that's why I need money. So that you can have time for Jesus, okay? You know, if I had money now, I just said, oh, everybody, let's go to retreats. Let's go to Oniru Beach. Amina, within Bible study, why there's beach? You know, you be liking it now, the fresh breeze. No disturbance. Maybe we should even do it, Seth. Let's plan it. Spend like, maybe 1 or 2 days. So, and again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And he moved David against them to say, go number Israel and Judah. For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, go now through all the tribes of Israel. So you see, this problem that was about to start, the person that provoked the thing was Satan. Abi? Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people. And Joab said unto the king, now the Lord thy God add unto thy people, how many soever they be, 100-fold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing? Now, the issue here, I won't really spend too much time, but the issue here is that when God, you know, established Israel and everything, the instruction was that you guys should not necessarily have a standing army per se, right? But everybody should, because you know, there are 12 tribes, everybody should be in their tribes. When it's time for war, then call people. Do you understand? The philosophy is that God didn't want them to trust in their own strength. That's why there was a time, for instance, they were going to battle with Joshua. Joshua said, these people are too plenty, reduce it. Yeah, so the philosophy of Israel is that God takes the glory. But this, what David wanted to do here was that David wanted to create like a structured army. And then the implication of that is that it won't be God taking the glory again. It will now be David or Israel itself. Then I say, okay, we have a strong army, we are this, we are that. So that's the issue here. Because I know in my reason, I'm like, what's the issue here now? You know, that's the issue that's happening here. Notwithstanding, the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel. And they passed over Jordan and pitched in Aroer on the night side of the city that lies in the midst of the river of Gad and toward Jazer. And he came to Gilead and to the land of Tatim Hodshi, and came to Danjan and about to Zidon. I'm sorry if I'm embarrassing Hebrew language, but and came to the stronghold of Tyre and to all the cities of the Hivites and of the Canaanites, and he went out to the south of Judah, even to Beersheba. So when they had gone through all the land, they came to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. So this whole process of counting everybody was 9 months and 20 days. Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king, and they were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword. And the men of Judah were 500,000 men. And David had smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servants, for I have done very foolishly. So God now answered the prayer next morning. For when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, Go and say unto David, thus said the Lord, I will offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that it may be, that I may do it unto thee. So God is saying that, look, say, God, this thing, this is not mercy now. I'm going to beat you. So choose your three cane. Is that I give you cane belt or wipe? So God came to David and told him, and he said to him, shall 7 years of famine come to you in your land? Or shall you flee 3 months before your enemies while they pursue you? Or shall there be 3 days plague in your land? Now consider and see what answer I should take back to him who sent me. So David would then say, oh, yeah, this is what I should do then. God would then go and say, yeah, God, this is what he said, though. Do it. And David said to God, I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man. Hallelujah. Amen. See the wise response. You know. It's okay. So he said, look, see, okay, we're in trouble now, and he has given us different, you know. I think the one of man was 3 months. Meaning men will come and they will ransack you people for 3 months. After 3 months, people will start winning them again. But for 3 months, they will beat you. You know, one was 7 years famine, then 3 days plague. You know. And David chose the 3 days plague. Hallelujah. In fact, if you read it on the thing, they reached 3 days. It was meant to cover the entire Israel, but then he reached a place. Because he understood that God has mercy. You know, after a while, God will be like, these are my people, oh, let me not wipe them away. But you see, men don't have mercy. Are we together? Men don't have mercy. Mercy is a godly nature. Are we together? Yes, huh? Are you understand what I'm saying? Mercy is a godly nature. Men don't have mercy. Men will kill you, kill your family, kill, In fact, men can kill your great-grandchildren, the beef will still be there. You know, some people, the beef is generational. You know, it started from grandparents, it reached parents, it's now with the children. Are we together? You understand what I'm saying now? Some of you, your extended family, you're already carrying beef of your parents. This one don't like this one. They've already transferred it to you. Men don't have Chill. Amen. So you don't want to fall into the hands of man. That's what will happen to you if you cannot overcome the challenges in life. Because I told you that the challenges of life come from men and Satan doing collabo. Hallelujah. Are we together? God does not bring problem. And even when he brings problem, the problem is quick. Is it the one he gave them? Just 3 days. It's not... Because he knows that men can't, you know, blood lost, 3 days cannot satisfy it. Are we together? And in 3 days, it didn't even complete. Amen. You said, think now, if you are God, would you not have wiped out this earth by now? Are we together? As you are like this now, Elizabeth. You know. If you are God, you know. All those people in your class that insult you, won't you just say, hey, just manage blindness for 2 days. Just 2 days. Just 2 days. You know. As our men are. Amen. And so maybe even when you are being remorseful, the part of the wrong is that God, you have seen how these people are doing me. I want you to do them back the way. I'm not saying anything, no. Pastor Kenneth said you shouldn't talk back to your parents. You know, I'm keeping quiet. Oh God, you will fight for me. You know. So that's that men. Men are not peacemakers. You need to understand. Huh? Men are selfish. Amen. Hallelujah. The nature of a man is that there can be, maybe in this church now, there are 20 girls, 20 boys. Has God not provided wife for every man that is looking for a wife? But the way men are, one man will collect 10. Yes, that's the way men are. You know, in fact, the 10 could even be official. The remaining 10 could be unofficial. You understand? And when he's doing everything, he's not thinking that this is my thing. Isn't it affecting the ecosystem? He's not thinking. It's only that I have more money than them, and so I deserve more women. You understand? Are we together? That's our men now. Okay? You see old man. I know you don't see a lot of that here, but if you see a lot of that here, you see old man in 80, still marrying extra wife. You understand? 80. He can't do anything again, but he just wants... You understand what I mean by he can't do anything again? He can't perform again, but he just wants it to be known that I still have it. I can still marry a young woman. Yeah? That's how men are. You get? Men are selfish. Hallelujah. Are we together? And that's why you shouldn't be shocked when men start giving you wahala. Okay? I'll close with this. Don't worry, next week we'll go in depth into the various kinds of challenges and everything. Even you yourself, at times, you are your own greatest challenge, usually. Okay? Nobody loves me. You know? Nobody loves me. You understand? And I'm noticing now with Gen Z employees that you have to be very emotional. You have to turn to pastor. I've just been receiving one kind of feedback that, you know, full grown man, no. Saying, you know, I don't feel welcomed in this team. I just feel like people are not welcoming me, you know. People are not welcoming me, you know. The vibes I'm getting is not. I said, okay, which one is vibes? We came to office to work and go home. Which one is vibes? Office is work. You work, you go home. So, you know, the vibes I'm getting, you know, I just feel like we can be one. Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, it's Gen Z employees. Coin, I hope you're not like that. You're not like that. It's about vibes. You know. So, what was I saying before? You can be your own greatest challenge. Yeah. You can be your own greatest challenge. In fact, let me start there. I'll talk about the challenge that comes from you, briefly. And I'll talk about the challenge that comes from other men. Then we'll close. Then we'll continue next week. So typically, you are your greatest challenge. The only thing that what limits you in life is you, is your mind, is this thing. Stand up, please. Look at us now. Look at us. Are you not happy? I want to use that as an example. You know, this thing that is inside this guy's skull, that's where the greatest, that's the only thing that limits everything that he's going to be in life. Is it cannot be greater than what is happening inside here. Are we together? Are we together? There is no blessing that can manifest beyond your mind. Everything that God has called you to will take the shape of your mind. Are we together? There's deliverance, though. Amen. Everything that will happen to you will take the shape of your mind. And Satan knows this. That's why Satan is very invested in young people. Okay? Because what determines the capacity of one's mind is finished by age 8, 9. The thing has finished. Okay? Whether somebody is going to have self-esteem or not. In fact, by 13, it's too late. You know. By the time most of you join teenage church, you're already full-blown damaged goods. You know, there's no. What we are doing now is restoration. The work has, Satan has finished work. Are we together? He has finished work since primary school. He has finished work. Okay? So, that is why Satan likes to attack children through words and actions. Are we together? Through words. Okay, all those you are stupid. It has entered somewhere. It didn't just enter one ear and go out the other ear. Okay? It's entered somewhere and caused something. It's not the lack of money that caused something. It is the words that were spoken. Are we together? Huh? I'm diagnosing your problem for you. It's not the lack of money. It's not the lack of money. Okay? It's not the lack of money. It's the words that were spoken in response to the lack of money. Okay? It has gone somewhere and it has lodged. Yeah, it has formed an operating system. Okay? Now that operating system determines what you think, what you want to achieve. I asked a question. I said, anybody here, maybe last year or last 2 years, anybody here that is doing well in WAEC, come and talk to us about getting schooling abroad. Joshua, did anybody come? Joshua is not in school. He's not around. But come, did you say no? No. Okay? Now, the reason why you did not go is not even because, is there, if your mind was working a certain way, even if you are scoring F, 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 you still go and say, okay, is there anything for those of us that are scoring F, 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 F? Highest they will tell you is no. Abina? Yeah. But you have people who are actually brilliant people, but the mind cannot conceive schooling in Ghana. I didn't even say UK, Ghana. Or Cote d'Ivoire. No, there are good schools in those places. Even Kenya. You know, I found out that in this secondary school, they're carrying people to Kenya. Amen. Why? Because of the mind. Praise God. Are we together? This is why you need to believe that God is good. So that when they are sharing meat, you will say, give me the smallest meat. Are we together? You deserve big meat. Can you say that I deserve big meat? Yes. Amen. So, if you don't know that God is good, you would think that it's a dealing. That, oh no, he's converting it to fast. That, okay, if I can just humble myself and take these small pieces of meat, he will lift me up. There's no lifting, you know. You're like, don't go and collect big meat. Are we together? It's not humility to collect small chicken. If that's what's choking your eye, collect it. Let God deal with your gluttony later. But don't be... Let's fix the more important one is to fix that low self-esteem that doesn't want to eat big chicken. Go and eat big chicken. Eh? Are we together? Later, go fix it and say, I'm going to start fasting. But first, fix the more important one is that why don't you want good thing? It's more important. Are we together? Eh? That's the one that Satan has done. He has finished work. He has packaged work. Amen. So the mind creates the limit. And when your mind is operating at the level that is not appropriate for your destiny, you have become your worst enemy. You get? You have become your worst enemy. This is why, and please, I just want to beg you, one of the, hear me with humility. You know, I don't know how I'll say it, but let me just say it this way. You don't pray your way to greatness. Okay? Are we together? If you pray the way to greatness, then nobody should stress themselves. Let's just do early morning prayer, Monday to Friday. Let everybody come and pray. We will all be great. Are we together? But you don't pray your way to greatness. Huh? There's a lot of, or not a lot, but there's more dynamics to it. It's largely dependent on your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you not happy?
Happy, sir.
Yeah, you should be happy. Because it can change your mind.
Yes.
Are we together?
Yes,
that's the nature of the mind, it can change.
Yeah.
I get. If right now the only song you can imagine is Davido's song, just switch to gospel for like 3 days.
Yeah.
You know, you'll notice that the mind will change. The mind is malleable.
Yeah.
It's not static.
Yeah.
So you can change your mind. And you can think it. You see, God has given you... God is so good. Can we say God is good?
God is good!
The major thing that affects your destiny, you don't need money to change it. Nobody here needs money to change their mind. And nobody here needs effort to change their mind. You can think it. I can choose to say, I can choose now to think something. And I will think it. Do you get my point? So, God didn't create this world in a way that, you know, if you are down, you are down forever. No, anybody can change their situation. Anybody can change their situation because it can change the way you think. Yeah. You can change the way you think. You know? If you're not used to people, like me, you know, this person you are seeing is a testimonial. You don't know. I'm a loner. You get? Till today, I'm a loner. Which is very bad. You know, being a loner is very bad. It's actually a bad... People, don't hype introvertedness. I just want to beg, all those books you have written, they are lies from the pit of hell. There's nothing special about you. I'm telling you, if you like being alone, you have mental health issues. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. There's nothing... I just want to be in my thoughts. In your space, all those things. It's not... You know, of course, yeah, you need time to relax. That, you know, that's not what we are talking about. You know the one we are talking about. Yes, all those loner things is not a godly nature. You get? Even to now, if I just like people don't know it, but God has healed me. I like being around people, but I won't talk to them. I just like them being around me. You know. Maybe by next year, God will have upgraded me. God will have upgraded me. You know? But till now, I don't like being alone in the house anymore. I won't talk to anybody. I'll be on my own. But at least let there be people in this house. Let me be hearing something. Because I know that loner thing is demons. Is not. I'm serious. If you think I'm lying spiritually, it's fine. Go and read it psychologically. You will see I'm not lying. You get. So, you don't, but how do people become like that? Trauma in childhood. Okay? That's how you become like that. Maybe when you were six, your best friend kicked you or something, and anything entered you, you know. Praise God. So it's your choice to allow your mind limit you. Are we together? I tell you the truth, it's your choice. It's your choice. And because it's your choice, it is the most powerful determinant as to whether you're going to overcome your current challenges or not. Okay? There's no demon anywhere that is troubling you like that. Demons can trouble you, but not like that. And even when demons trouble you, the real issue, you see, I've told you before that poverty, you see, poverty is a creation of sin. What I mean by that is that it's not that people that are poor are sinful. What I mean is that the introduction of poverty, the idea of poverty is the power of sin. Is after Adam sinned and the world fell, you then had poverty. That's what I mean. Okay? And the power of poverty is the imagery of poverty. Okay? Meaning, when you see poverty, even though you are not poor, you will begin to think like a poor person. Are we together? That's why a lot of Yahoo boys are not coming from poor backgrounds. A lot. A lot. I'm telling you the truth. It's my generation that started Yahoo. And you see, Yahoo started from boys on the street and boys in Omole Estate. Boys that were going to school in UK and everything. The pressure of poverty. Are we together? So, poverty, because of the imagery of poverty, it creates the mindset of selfishness. What's the imagery of poverty? There is suffering. Let me hoard so that I will not suffer like these people too. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the people in the suffering, the minds are being changed by the suffering. The people that are not even in the suffering, because they are seeing the suffering, is also affecting their minds. Are we together? So, even if, and that's what Satan does. Satan manipulates and structures the soul. Alright? Through life experiences, through the media, through everything. If you want to see real spiritual warfare, go and do media. That's when you read spiritual warfare is in that place. You know, through all those things, because that's how he can create the imagery in the soul and create a mind that is limited. Okay? And then when that mind is limited, that person can come to church and the man of God will say, every spirit of poverty, leave now. And the person will vomit padlock. You know? And even though that person vomits padlock, the highest that will happen to that person's life, meaning that the demon has gone. The demon troubling the family for five generations has gone. But the highest level that person will get to is 300k per month. You understand what I'm saying? The family is poor. Okay? It's just like now. If in a family that nobody has graduated before, the first person that gets BSc degree, it's celebration, Abi. Abi now. Yeah. Immediately he gets that BSc degree, it can never enter him that, boy, I can get PhD. It's only that I've gotten BSc, so we are now delivered. Do you get my point? So, all the spiritual warfare, let's say that person's destiny now was to get a PhD. All the spiritual warfare would allow him get a BSc. But from that BSc, that's all. Because that's all the mind can conceive. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you will go for deliverance. You'll be delivered. Really, you'll be delivered. You get it. It's not like the deliverance is fake. But then the work will remain. Because what the demons have done is that demons have given you a mind pattern. And so, there will still be limitation. The limitation is now you. You're the one powering the limitation. You know, it's powered by you. You're the one powering it. In fact, God wants to bless you. Say, no, don't bless me. Yeah. Yes. You say, no, don't bless me. Amen. You think I'm lying? There are people, when God is upgrading them, they'll say, no, I don't want this thing. The work is too much. I want to relax. Amen. Yeah, I want to relax, please. That's when you start hearing things like, all work and no play makes Jackie dull boy. Are you now? I want to relax. Hallelujah. Amen. So, that's the first place of limitation. The second place of challenges, so that's the one you are causing for yourself. And how do you deal with that? The Word of God. Yes, the Word of God. The Word has to be something that you consume frequently. You have to eat it. Are we together? It's measurable. You have to eat it for a while before some things begin to happen. But you need to eat it. Be eating it, be eating it, be eating it, be eating it. God will also help you a lot by giving you examples and role models to follow. If you're in a church, of which all of you are in a church. So if you're in a community, God will give you examples to follow. And those examples are, God is expecting you to have sense. To know that this is how life is. Amen. For instance, you don't know what is called happy home. You know, your mother and father is argument every day. You know. And God will put you in a church community where everybody is having happy home. So that you can have sense and know. That, okay, it's like happy home is possible. Though. So that your mind cannot conceive happy home. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So everything you are seeing in this church, you are a goat. If you are saying something like, it's them now, it's not for us, you are a goat. You are a goat. I said it, you are a goat. Stop being a goat. Okay? Grow up. Tap your neighbor, grow up. I feel like I just offended some people, so let's be more merciful. Okay. So just, I said, you know, so say grow up, or say it in an endearing way. Don't say, the Lord loves you now, grow up. Yeah. But I tell you the truth, you are good. Because, you see, there is a lot of deliverance that is dependent on you that you think you need help. You don't know that you are going to be the source of the help of so many people. I'm telling you the truth. You get it? And then, you that God has brought in this rich place, you are, you know, they don't love me. It's sad. So don't limit yourself in your mind, okay? God is good. You get? Never as a guy look at any girl in church and say, she's not my level. What? What? She's not your level. Ah. I know all of you are holy, but God has saved you. You have a pastor that does not that knows what he's doing. So I know the things you are thinking. Okay, so still be holy. Be holy in your face so that the girls beside you will not know that, you know. Well, hear me with your heart. That's the important thing. Are we together? Did you never? No. Yeah, my guy. Did you say correct guy? No, did you going to kill them in that unit? Like, God. It's like, it's because of you that renovating that place. Yeah. I say the girls will be like, what? Anointed fashionista? Ha! I get hot, like tall. if at this level of money, this is how fresh she is. Imagine 10 million. We're all here. We'll all be alive. We'll see it. What was I saying before? Yeah. Don't think, like, what? Like, why are you thinking that there's something in church that God will hold from you? Like, why? Are we together? I'm talking to guys because, really, for a guy, his sense of mind is, you know, a guy's mind is well when on his choice of woman. I guess. So, the mind, okay? So, read the word of God. Look at people. Be very observant. Look at people. Observe people's life. That's why God puts people around you so that you can see what you see you become. Okay? Is that simple? What you see you become. So, the breaking of the barrier is that you are seeing what you can't do. Do you understand? So, instead of you being sad that God put you in a church where they are richer than you, you should be happy. Because you're not seeing something that is better than you. So the possibility, if you approach it the right way, the possibility will begin to manifest in your mind. You get? Especially when you now start being anointed and you start seeing that, because I don't know the one, you know, if you leave it to some people will say, oh, people should send me to school. After this thing can enter you deeply, that you will be the one contributing for your people's school fees. So the mind, okay? So you focus on the word. You need to, how do you change the mind? It's very simple. A repetition. After this, what you see, you become. So you need to be staying at it. The major challenge of it is that it's boring. You get, it's not exciting. And when you're young, there's a lot of temptation, you know, to only go to things that are exciting. You get? Church is not an exciting place. You get? Are we together? The model of church that you know is fake. That's why there's no result there. You get? People, there's no transformation. Because that one is church that you must live happy. You must not live from church happy. I don't know why people... Yeah, there's some church service that is crying. There's some church service that is... As I'm going home now, you can't think about your life. Yeah, like this service now. I don't expect you to go home and, you know, well, it depends on you, but, you know. As a guy, especially some of you that are, one or two of you that are really, really in financial difficulty, you can't think about your life. That's the point. It's not like a good service is not that we are living smiling. Are we together? Yeah. Sometimes you cry, sometimes you smile. You know, most times you will smile though. So repetition, you need to stay at it. You need to stay at it. People around you will be doing other things, but you need to stay at it. It's those that stay at it that overcome. Are we together? You need to stay at it. People around you will be doing other things. You understand? Which brings me to the second issue. Men. Where challenges come from. Second place, men. Now, I'm not talking too much about Satan because Satan is not really the issue. Okay? Second place, challenges come from men. If you think about it, every wala in your life is a man that brought it. Okay? And when you learn how to be focused, you will also That focus will keep you from the distractions that men will bring. Now, you see, one of the things about, you see, men are in various categories. Very few men are spiritual. Amen. Are we together? If more men were spiritual, by men I mean man and woman. If more men were spiritual, this earth would not be the way it is. Okay? So, you have what we call spiritual men. What I mean by spiritual men are men that have spiritual discernment when it comes to how they see life. They judge life not based on physical, carnal things, but on spiritual things. Are we together? Is this your first time? Who invited you? Deji, okay. They judge life not based on carnal things, but spiritual things. It takes a while to get there. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, just hear me. It takes a while to get there. They judge things based on spiritual things. Okay? So, as a running joke, I always tell you, like when a guy, for instance, is looking at ladies and he's saying, who is attractive? That's the true test of his spirituality. You get? A lot of this, the Lord said, is because there's still immaturity. Okay? The true test of, because, you know, even Adam, God did not tell Adam to marry Eve. Are we together? He saw Eve and he recognized. So even though God has his choice, do you have discernment to see the way God sees? So I tell you guys a running joke of when you look at, it's not a joke, it's a serious matter. Maybe a guy now you're looking at the girls around you. Who is attractive to you? Is it the one that has fine face or the one that prays? Hallelujah. You know? Some of you now, if you have sense, you'll have already started doing pre-season on Elizabeth. You know, you do pre-season. Not full season. You can't do full season. You're not. But you do pre-season. You know, you will. There are things you can do now. You know, just keep it. Keep me in mind. You know, I know we can't do anything now. We are too young now. You know, but there are one or two things you can do. Just keep me in mind. You know, just keep me in mind. Amen. It depends on what your eye is looking at. Again, everybody has different kind of eyes. Some people is big bum bum. That's the only thing they can see. Some people is. It's the way it is. It's the way life is. And most men are like that. Are we together? You get. Men are women. You understand? Right? So, that causes lots of challenges. Because people will always misjudge you. Are we together? Huh? If you're seeking God, you will be misjudged by this kind of men that don't have spiritual discernment, which are plenty. Amen. Are we together? So you cannot successfully see God when you are still having need for acceptance. Do you get my point? It's also the reason why you cannot live a holy life if you're not ready to be radical. Remember what we were talking about, holiness, right? If you're not healed of desire for friends, you know, those things. I want people to like me. Me too. I want to be among the happening girls in class. You know, you can never be holy. Because I guarantee you, you will never be among the happening girls in class. You get? Do you understand my point? You'll be church boy or church girl. You get? So, a lot of the problems that we have in life are coming as a result of us looking, because we are not focused enough, we are looking at other people. You get. If you understand this thing, you will never be sad. There's almost no reason why anybody here should be sad. There's no reason. Any sadness in your life now, this is the issue. You are judging yourself with other people. You get. Are we together? Because if you guys now don't have money in your family, and that's because your father and your mother don't have money, you get. And the consequences of that is that for now, there'll be some manifestation. But that's not necessarily like the end of the world. Are we together? If you do the right things, you will excel. Are we together? Are we together? So why are you sad? You should be happy. Because you know your problem. You understand? God is not a joker. When God said, I've never seen the righteous forsaking or a seed begging bread, he's not a joker. It's not like it happens sometimes. Do you get my point? So, if you have God at this age, and you are not joking, except you are joking, but at least in this church, you are not joking. People are telling you raw truth. You should be happy because the future is bright. Are we together? The future for everyone here is bright. Again. Without prayer. Let me use Christabel as a testimony. Yeah. Without prayer. You see, the day... How will I say this? I don't want to... And I shall leave all those ones. Without prayer, we don't need to pray. Again, do you think you struggle to find job? Do you even think my thinking about you is that you'll be looking for a job? I said some of you will be millionaires by 2030. Do you think my trajectory for you is after I graduate from school, you will then go and be sending CV, then you will not get a job? You think that's what I'm talking about here? So, the future is bright. Can you tap your neighbor? The future is bright. The future is bright. Hallelujah. Future is bright. No, we're soon close. I just want to say one last thing. I want to say how... Yeah, so that's that. So... Because men don't have spiritual discernment, you have to be careful around men. You have to be careful of who you tell your dreams. Amen. They don't tell dreams to people based on family or that I've known you while in the same village. When we're young, we used to kick football together. You understand? All together. Not all of us are going the same direction. You can see there are many young people in this Ojodu. Some have decided to be coming on Saturday. Some have decided to use this Saturday to be playing ball on the streets. You understand? Now, you see, let me tell you this thing about life here. You see, God, I was walking by this our area one day, and the Lord started talking to me. He said, look at this young person. You are telling this person every Sunday or every time now to come to church. He's not hearing you. In the future now, this person will now go and meet another pastor and say, you know, there's just so much trouble in my life. You know, I think I need deliverance. You know, things are not going well. You know, how can I get out of this mess that I'm in? Do you understand? I say, you see all this wala now that you cause for a future pastor? The thing could have been solved if the person was sensible now. So he told me, he said, look, see, don't be pitying human beings. People are getting... The thing that people are reaping what they are sowing. It's dumb, that's how life is. What you reap, you sow. You get? Are we together? Huh? What you reap, you sow. So all these emotional story, I know they believe them. You know, from the village, they didn't take me to school. They didn't do this for me. But I've heard that one. Come and start hearing Bible. You understand? Let's stop all this emotion. Are we together? What you reap, you sow. You think, don't you know that in the next 15 years, a lot of the people you are seeing on this street will still be on this street doing the same things? Yes. Doing the same things in the same spot. Are we together? And a you that you have chosen to dedicate your life to this thing, you have chosen to dedicate your life to working hard, when God now blesses you, let me just tell you, some of those people will say you are not proud. You shall get ready for it. You have left us alone. In life, you must know who to leave alone. Not everybody is going anywhere, you know. You must leave people. People are useless. People are stupid. Don't be deceived by all this human crowd that's in a beggar. People are not going anywhere. You understand? People are not doing anything sensible. Don't be deceived by crowd. I'm telling you the truth. Don't be deceived by hustle and bustle. Hustle and bustle of Lagos. I'm hustling. People are not doing anything sensible. Some people that should be in Port Harcourt are in Lagos struggling. Are we together? Okay, all those things. What you need in life is guidance and direction. You'll be fine. You don't need activity. You get? Are we together? Yeah. Eh? Are you hearing me? It's not, money is not, we need to, Jesus Christ. Are we together? It's not like it will come to the person that has more ginger. No. It's the person that has more sense. Are we together? Yeah. So, don't allow people to give you their own wahala. That's why I'm ending with this thing. Because not everybody has discernment. Not everybody is worthy to be listened to. Amen. Huh? Are we together? For instance, I can't remember the last time I sat down to listen to speech from a Nigerian president. Are we together? It's a total waste of time. This man is not leading us any, not the current one that we love and respect and we are praying for occasionally. The past ones, you understand? Since the nation started, the leaders have been rubbish. So it's not worth it. I'm not listening to anybody to know, you know. Okay, he's saying this year he's going to focus on education. So let's have hope that the schools will get better. You don't give human beings that kind of power over you. Are we together? A lot of us do. I'm telling you the truth. A lot of us do. A lot of us have one uncle that we're hoping on. Huh? Stylishly, I have one uncle that I'm hoping on that if I can just graduate, I'll go and meet, I'll give him my CV. You link me up here, you link me up there. And that's how, you know, if God likes you, that's usually where the heartbreak starts from. If God doesn't like you, just allow you to go. But if God likes you, it's precisely that person that will disappoint you. Yeah, it's precisely that person. God will make him disappoint you. You understand? Don't you want to be independent? Sir. When I say, you understand what I mean by independence, right? You know how many people at their age, they can't see their mind. At the age, they can't see their mind. 55 years old, he can't see his mind. Because he's scared of what his oga will say. His oga will fire him. These are rich people, though. These are not poor people. You know, these are not people that don't have money. These are rich people. He's scared. He can't say his mind. He can't say the truth. Understand? So, if you are not focused, you know, like Jesus Christ said, if the salt loses its saltiness, it will be trampled down by men. You are the salt of the earth. Huh? But if you lose your saltiness, instead of you bringing flavor to the earth, men will not be oppressing you. Amen. Hallelujah. Men will be oppressing you. So that's the first set of people that don't have discernment. I'll close with this last one. There are people who are rogues. Hallelujah. No, we're talking about where challenges come from. There are people who don't have discernment. All right, there's the one that you bring yourself. How do you deal with that one? The word, yeah. The mind, change the mind. There's those that don't have discernment. How do you deal with those ones? it's the same song. Yes, you leave them behind. Leave them behind. Okay? You don't hear words that are not coming from God. No matter, you don't hear words that are not coming from God. Okay? Old, young, your age. You get? It takes courage to look at people and say, I'm not working with you. I'll walk away from them. But if you choose to have that courage, you'll receive great reward. There are people, for instance, that may have said, I'm not following you. This is not what I'm doing. I told you now, when I got born again, I think I've told you guys this story now. When I got born again, there were two sets of Christians. You know? Because back then, people were saying, you need to be holy. It's not like now that everything has spoiled. But at least back then, there was still, you had mix. So in your church, you usually have two crowds of people. You have the spirit cocoa people and those that are not spirit cocoa. In fact, they will have their department. Spiritual people is usually Bible study, Sunday school, evangelism, you know. Those that are worldly is drama, you know. It's drama. Everybody found their level. That's how church was, you know. And then when I got born again, you know, there were two sets of people. You had to choose. And, you know, the guys that we chose, Pizak them, those guys were broke. You guys are blessed. You guys are blessed. It's not hard to choose Jesus now because you are seeing proof. I tell you the truth, then, as at then, the conversation was that God, I'm willing to be poor to follow you. It was that bad. Because the guys that were following, they didn't have anything. Kai. Some of you have seen the old pictures now. You know, people that occasionally post the old pictures. Yeah. As in, this one is pure. They didn't have anything. The only thing they had was fire. That's the only thing they had, fire. Then you know, had some other ones. They didn't have any fire. The only thing they had was English and suit. Yeah, English and suit. And so all of us as young Christians, our group, everybody chose their own. Everybody chose their own. You get. And everybody's doing well now. But everybody has chosen their own. So, you have to have the courage to choose. Hallelujah. Say, I have the courage to choose.
I have the courage to choose.
And if you don't choose now, I think God will be angry with you. If you don't choose well, I really think, because I know I'm saying it, but I can't express the heart of it. It was a very tough decision. You know? It was a very tough decision. I'm telling you, it's like you're following people that is sure, but just that they are fire. You know, when they preach things up. So that's the only thing that, you know, I'm here. So it's pure love for Jesus. You understand? And even you yourself, you are so broke. It's like, Jesus, man. I'm with you. You get? But like now, you're in the era where you are seeing multi-millionaires. Like even your age mate self, and you're doing great things for God and everything. So God has blessed you that way. Okay? So don't abuse that blessing, okay? Yeah, don't abuse that blessing. You get. So like I said, there's nobody here that is going to be poor or broke or anything. Just forget. I tell you, enjoy your life. I'm telling you, just enjoy your life. If I know you, you can't be poor. You can't yet. Even if you don't have faith in God, I'm telling you the truth. You can't be poor. You get. It's not possible. It's not possible. So nobody should disturb you enjoying Jesus. Okay? Yeah. Then there are men that are rogues. So how you how you deal with men that don't have discernment is that you have to ignore. You have to not allow yourself to be distracted. If you are distracted, it will cause a lot of challenges. Then there are men that are what I will call rogues. Okay? When I say rogues, what I mean is that these are men that, what I'm trying to convey is that these are men that don't obey God. You will miss them in life, especially women. Huh? Don't assume that it's only girls that dress kimpy that they sexually harass. It's a very dangerous thing to assume. I guess. It's a spirit. It's once that spirit enters a man, he be like dress full hijab. That's why I say they are rogues. These are men, they don't respect authority. You will meet them in life. Okay? Many women will meet them in the context of sexual advances. You're already meeting them. It's just that you're meeting the mild version of them. You know. Some of the age mates are already rogues. Like that. It's just that they are the teenage version of rogues. But as they grow older, some of them will get power and money. And then the team will now manifest. Okay? And so, you will meet them in life. I tell you. If you've not met, for instance, as a lady, if you've not met a guy that is making sexual, maybe like an elderly man that is making sexual advances in life, you know, it's just because God has not just allowed it to happen. I tell you the truth. Don't look at other girls who are going through that thing and say, don't think it's about their dressing. Don't say things like, is because he saw the spirit in you that he attracted. I'm telling you, it's not, Joseph was the finest human being in Egypt. Potiphar was sexually harassing him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Why was Potiphar's wife sexually harassing Joshua? Well, Joshua, can you imagine Joshua maybe, Joseph, can you imagine Joseph maybe dressing provocatively? No, Joseph was a very good boy now. You know, spiritual boy. You know? But they were disturbing him. Have sex with me. Now, the reason is that that operation is that a spirit is trying to defile you and derail you from your destiny. Okay? So God has allowed Satan. Okay, that's how Satan wants to come. So God will allow Satan to walk that thing in a man. It will manifest in a man. Then the man will start doing it. A man and woman, no. You understand? A woman too can sexually, you know, harass you. Or try and do something like, okay, if you don't join us in this thing, we'll not give you money. You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. So that's another place that challenges come from. But we'll look more into that next week. Let's rise up and close the service.